This is Fresh Air. Daniel Romano is a Canadian musician and graphic artist who specializes in country music that's a throwback to a bygone era. His new album, If I've Only One Time Askin', features arrangements that recall a Nashville production style from the 1960s. But rock critic Ken Tucker says Romano isn't indulging in mere nostalgia.
I know what you did, she told me. And I know that you led her astray. And I know that you hurt her in more ways than one. And I know what I'm doing today. 'Cause I know.
From its opening swell of a string section to the entrance of his nasal croon, I'm Gonna Teach You, the first track on Daniel Romano's new album, If I've Only One Time Askin', had me hooked. It's the enjoyment Romano conveys in expressing the feelings of loneliness and despair, presented as exercises in grand self-pity that manage to avoid being grandiose. Not that he doesn't like to push that edge.
Before you leave me in the shadows of a love I can't erase, let me once more gaze upon the summer lightness of your face. Don't you know I'll miss everything when you walk out the door? So turn the light out when you leave, 'cause I don't need it anymore. I still miss you, gentle.
That's If You Go Your Way, I'll Go Blind, in which Daniel Romano suggests that he would literally rather lose his sight than never see his love again. There's an art project atmosphere to this album, complete with liner notes redolent of purple prose that begin with the sentence, "It is a maddening chore to create a song from the ashes of humanity," and it only gets more florid from there. Yet the music remains in firm control. Romano constructs his tunes around phrases that advance his emotions and only upon close consideration seem slightly odd. A good example is something called All the Way Under the Hill.
You always say I'd never make it with your cold, bitter heart. You would knock me down to nothing and tear.
I'm still not sure I quite understand what being under a hill means other than miserable. Romano comes at this country stuff from different angles. His bio says he started out in music in punk rock bands. Before and during and after that, he's worked as a graphic designer. The covers for his albums are variations on the typography and photo portraits typical of vinyl country albums of the 60s and early 70s. He comes at country music as a fan and a student, speaking knowledgeably about Nashville songwriters such as Harlan Howard and Doodle Owens. Romano is uncanny in his ability to both summon up a bygone era of country songwriting and infuse it with a vibrant wretchedness. He does it here on the album's first single. The One That Got Away Came Back Today.
I was suspicious about you. I had your love, the greatest love I ever knew. But you never took me in like I needed. I'd catch you crying for no reason but the truth. And now the one guess I knew you'd always loved him, but you never did say. And now the one that got away
throughout this album, Daniel Romano uses a modern variation on what in the 60s was called the Countrypolitan sound. Country melodies smoothed out by middle-of-the-road pop instrumentation and a crooning vocal style. Romano walks a fine line between sincerity and irony, and it's that balancing act I admire most on this eccentric yet moving collection.
Ken Tucker is critic at large at Yahoo TV. He reviewed Daniel Romano's new album, If I've Only One Time Askin'.